Nolte, polling shows majority blame Biden for Afghanistan, Trump would win re-vote. By John Nolte on August 18, 2021. Most voters blame his fraudulent see Joe Biden for the Afghanistan catastrophe and Donald Trump would beat him in a re-vote. Per the latest from Rasmussen Reports, in a poll scheduled to be released later today. When asked, who is to blame for the Taliban taking over Afghanistan? 51% blamed Biden, only 33% said Trump, while 15% remained undecided. When asked, how would you rate the way President Biden is handling national security issues? Only 38% said excellent, 18% or good, 20%. A full 60% said fair, 12% or poor, 48%. The poll also asked who the respondent voted for in the 2020 election. An equal number, 45%, said they voted for Biden and Trump. But when asked, if the next presidential election were held today, who would you vote for? Trump now beats Biden by 43-37%. Biden lost 8 points, Trump lost only 2. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. When asked if they regret their 2020 presidential election vote, 9% of Democrats said yes compared to 4% of Republicans. The problems for Biden and the Democrat Party are massive and twofold, incompetence and chaos. Say what you will about Trump's personality. We had stability in the Middle East under his leadership. We even had peace breaking out with Israel. We also had stability at our southern border. Our economy was growing. The vaccine was on the way. Well, look at things now. Record inflation, violent crime is rampant in Democrat-run cities. Our southern border is facing a crisis unseen in decades. The fear porn peddlers have seized the coronavirus narrative. Thousands of American civilians are trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. And our Democrat-run government has no idea how to get them all out and has already told them you are on your own. Biden's only defense, and it's a valid one, is that he has no idea what's going on. He's too senile and out of it to have made any of these decisions. People will probably buy that, and it would go a long way to explain why. In the middle of the worst foreign policy/human rights disaster in decades, he went AWOL on vacation for 4 days. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.